All right, it's time for your buzz. What are people talking about? And I'll tell you what, one thing a lot of people are talking about is the fact that if you're a restaurant owner, especially a mom-and-pop restaurant, you cannot find people to work. I have been contacted via text message from buddies, email, bloomdaddy@iheartmedia.com, Facebook, with people telling me about area restaurants that just cannot keep serving lunch. You know, maybe they did breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They've had to cut out breakfast and lunch. They just do dinner. Or maybe they're doing all three and they got to cut out one, whatever it may be. Maybe they're not doing lunch anymore. Maybe they're not doing breakfast anymore. They might not be doing dinner anymore because they can't staff the place. They can't find enough people. And in driving around, I see signs outside of restaurants saying hiring for every position immediately. And Otis, I know in talking to you and what you do with your other job, you're in a lot of bar restaurants. You talk to a lot of people who own bar restaurants. What are you hearing? Same issues?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's unbelievable the fact that these people can't find anybody to work. Now, I understand that students are still in school at this point in time. So, I mean, in the next week or two, that's probably going to change where you're going to be able to get some college students maybe to fill some of those positions. But if you're looking for somebody that you're going to rely on for a year or more or whatever, these people are having a hard time. I've seen where a few restaurants have had to close their doors, not necessarily for good, but they said, hey, we're not going to be open tomorrow because we just don't have anybody to work.
You talk to a good buddy. Don't mention the restaurant because we don't want to,
sure. You
know, say that anybody's struggling. But you've got a buddy that owns a restaurant, a popular restaurant. A
very busy restaurant.
And what did he tell you?
Well, he told me that, you know, he needs every position filled and that people are turning down on a good shift on a weekend. They can make $300 to $400 in tips and people are turning it down.
Just because they can make more money
sitting at home. Yeah.
Well, I got this email. This is an email from John, and I'm not going to mention the restaurant. But he said, spoke to the owner of a certain restaurant last week, a buddy of mine. He's been working hard to keep open throughout the pandemic. He said he was short-staffed and that people do not want to work. Stimulus checks and unemployment, just as you mentioned the other day on your show, keeping people from wanting to get a job.
And it's not just the restaurant bar industry. I mean, it's everywhere. I mean, you can go by, you know, a family restaurant.
Yeah.
And I mean, on the billboard outside, it says hiring, open interviews, you know, and it gives the date and the time.
Right.
And it's not just limited to mom and pops. It's not limited to chain restaurant. I mean, it's limited. I mean, it's everywhere. It's at gas stations. It's unbelievable.
Do you think it has more to do with people still being afraid of the virus, or do you think it has to do with they're making? They can't be making that much more money at home. So, and you would think a lot of people would want to get out of the house and get out and interact. That's why I'm saying, do you think it's still the interaction part of it that's keeping people in?
I think that's a small percentage. I would say probably less than 25%. I would say 75%. Are making more money sitting at home, courtesy of our government and the taxpayers, than they would be out there earning a living.
Yeah, I mean, that's unbelievable. We'll keep you updated on this story. I'm going to keep on talking to people. And if you know of any restaurants out there struggling to hire people, maybe we start promoting which restaurants need people to apply just to try to get them staffed and try to help them out. You can reach me at bloomdaddy@iheartmedia.com or bloomdaddy on Facebook. All right, more buzz for you here, and this is sort of buzz on the national level, and you know from listening to me, I'm never going to preach to you. I mean, it's just never going to, who am I to preach to you? But I want you to just listen to what I have to say, because the Biden administration is considering a regulatory requirement that would force tobacco companies to reduce the amount of nicotine in cigarettes to levels so low they would no longer be addictive, because smoking is very, very hard to quit. You probably know, if you're a smoker, you know somebody who's a smoker, very hard to quit. But when you think about the addiction that is tobacco, it's not just smoking. It's not just secondhand smoke. It costs everybody money. You know, when people say it's my right to smoke, well, it's not your right to smoke when it's costing me money or me my health. Healthcare costs are through the roof because of smoking. The total economic cost of smoking is more than $300 billion a year, nearly $170 billion in direct medical care for adults. There's more than $156 billion in lost productivity due to premature death and exposure to secondhand smoke. I mean, those are huge numbers. When we talk about the high cost of your insurance, a lot of it has to do because of smoking. And here's the crux of it. Most adult smokers want to quit. 68% of adult cigarette smokers want to stop smoking. So what I'm saying to you is, and I'm not preaching again, listen to what I have to say here, and stop smoking. because you're killing yourself. Every puff, you're killing yourself. Every puff, you're driving up the costs of healthcare in America. More than 16 million Americans are living with a disease caused by smoking. For every person who dies because of smoking, at least 30 people live with a serious smoking-related illness. Smoking causes cancer, heart disease, stroke, lung disease, diabetes, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, chronic bronchitis. You name it, it causes it. And worldwide, tobacco causes more than 7 million deaths per year. Just in the United States, cigarette smoking kills nearly 500,000 people a year, including more than 40,000 deaths from secondhand smoke exposure. As a matter of fact, if you break that down, that's 1,300 deaths every day because of a damn cigarette. And here's the other thing if you smoke. And I'm not singling you out. I'm just saying, listen, smokers die 10 years earlier than non-smokers. 10 years. You're giving up 10 years of your life for what? To turn your teeth yellow? To give yourself bad breath? To kill people around you and kill yourself? For what? And I get it. And this is where I don't agree with the Biden administration on a lot of stuff. I agree with them here. Somebody's got to step up and intervene. Somebody's got to save Americans from killing themselves because this stuff is so addictive that I know a lot of good people that want to quit and they just simply can't. They can't do it. Matter of fact, I think only 7% of smokers end up quitting. From what I'm told, it's more addictive than a lot of drugs out there. Heroin and some of these other hardcore drugs. So when the Biden administration says they're going to step in and they're going to mandate the reduction in the amount of nicotine in cigarettes, that they're going to consider banning menthol cigarettes, which are harder to quit and more popular among younger smokers, I agree with them. I don't think that is government overreach. Not when a bad habit is driving up healthcare costs to where the average American can't even afford to go and get taken care of. I mean, you want to talk about an epidemic, just look at smoking. And from one national story to another that I think, you know, whether you're listening right now in Pittsburgh, Wheeling, Parkersburg, Akron, or Youngstown, you've got violence increasing in cities across this country at an alarming rate. Murders in Pittsburgh are up more than 80%. That's over 80%. You've got homicides in Portland up over 733%. Minneapolis, over 82%. Oakland, California, 215% increase. We have got to quit with this anti-police rhetoric. So again, I don't care where you're listening right now. Wheeling, Pittsburgh, Akron, Youngstown, or Parkersburg. When you hear people, especially community leaders, running their mouths, condemning the police, and saying stuff that is just incredibly igniteful, if you will, and I know that's the wrong word. I'm not looking for that word, but you know what I'm saying, that would incite violence against police. You got to step up. You got to step up and say something. If you're on city council, if you hold any kind of elected position, you got to stand up to this stuff because it's nonsense. No city, no community can function without the police. And we're all in agreement. If there's bad policing, it needs to be taken care of. It needs to be stopped. It needs to be fixed. But the vast majority of policing is not bad policing. And I saw city community leaders saying that the spike in violence, it's because of a number of issues. Young people need more job opportunities, things to do. That's true, but don't give me that crap. Don't use excuses for people committing homicides or violence. You know what young people need? They need discipline. You know what young people need? They need parents who actually parent. They need to fear getting in trouble. They need schools where they are held accountable. That's what they need. Instead of just, well, they're bored. Don't give me. I was bored as a kid. Never thought about going and committing a crime. Never thought about picking up a gun and killing somebody. So again, I don't care where you live. You got to stand up to this stuff. You got to take a stance. You got to be the loudest voice in the room, and you got to get people behind you and stick up for your local police. Because these numbers, I mean, there's no denying it. These are in black and white. When you've got increases of over 80%, 200%, 700% in cities that have just disrespected the cops, those numbers, honestly, speak for themselves.